If your picture of a boss is a gray-haired patriarch who is the very essence of the old school and gives one the sense of institutional thinking and who has the soothing attitude of an airline pilot, don't work for an Aquarius. He is nobody's patriarch, has a built-in suspicion of institutions, and couldn't con you into feeling secure if his life or yours depended on it. But nevertheless, he'll bring another dimension to leadership. There will be no uniform of the day and very few formalities, but he'll expect and get a day's work. If change doesn't throw you, and a boss who wears shoulder-length hair and subscribes to underground newspapers doesn't make you feel insecure, this is a working experience no one should miss. You will learn to deal with the unexpected and to catch the quick pass when he had called an end run. If you can do it, you'll always be ready for anything.
You have a desk open in your firm. What you'd like is a crew-cut, collar-and-tie young man who will fit in well with the athletic club set and do some public relations good at the Young Republicans League. A very all-American kind of fellow who thinks straight and shoots straight, like John Wayne. Don't hire an Aquarian. You wouldn't understand him. He's neither of this country, this world, or this time. This is tomorrow's child. And he brings back the inspirations and ideas of tomorrow. He won't be on you about raises and bonuses, because his needs are not essentially financial. But don't get too used to it. He'll be moving on soon. You see, he has to be him. But if he should stay, consider yourself flattered. How many bosses can say, instead of a Christmas bonus, they gave a man himself? And he was grateful.